This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Happy Friday. Hope your Friday is going well. Let's get into the Labor Day weekend with some good vibes and some good fun. 713-572-4610 is the number to text where you guys are texting. From the 929, good barometer of the impact of a trade. Is it known as the blank trade? Nobody knows the Shaq Mason trade. That is fair, but sometimes
it's
just the magnitude of the player, though. Sometimes that's not inherently the caliber of...
Dumb
that is in the trade.
The Hopkins trade?
Yeah, the Hopkins trade was a bad one. Yeah. It was a bad one. I cannot deny.
The Herschel trade.
Yeah, and everybody knows.
There's something to that.
The Deshaun trade.
Oh, yeah.
Deshaun Watson trade, absolutely. I'm trying to think, can I knock this down with a good instance of, oh, that trade. okay. You might have something there. I'll have to think a little bit more about that. But while we do that, let's talk a little bit more about your Texans. It is just, what, 8 days until?
How about that?
Or 9 days? Is that right? 9 days till the start of the season for your Texans. And they'll be going up against a familiar foe, at least for Nick Cayley, in the Los Angeles Rams out there at SoFi Stadium. And with this offense, I think in particular, I imagine this will skew towards the offense, Lopez. We know that it's a new offense. They're inputting a lot of things. There's some malleability with the offense. So I think that there's some places where there might be some early struggles. But let's widen this out to the entirety of the Texans teams. Where are the places that the Texans are most likely to struggle early?
Yeah, you know, I thought of this because I don't know how it came up, but I was thinking about it. When D'Amico Ryans was hired, you know, rookie head coach, hype, hometown guy, all that good stuff. You know, we brought up the topic a couple of times, like, where is he going to be? Where is there going to be a blind spot for D'Amico his first year as a rookie head coach? Because it does it happens to every head coach, especially your first year, you know, early in your career, you're going to have like a weak spot, a blind spot. And so I started thinking about that with this team in general, because there has been so much, you know, turnover, especially on the offensive side. If you had to, you know, we've been very positive. We've talked about some of the good things we've seen in training camp, but let's talk about that. What we did with D'Amico on this team in general. Where do you think there could be a weak spot, a blind spot, or maybe, as we put it, where they struggle early on?
Low-hanging fruit is offensive line. Like, that's the low-hanging fruit. They've gotten, especially I think the five that we're anticipating seeing go out there, run out on the field first, is the five that we've seen together for the last, 2 weeks or so. So they built a little bit of continuity, but that's different, you know, getting a couple of joint practices and one preseason game. It's different than getting into week one where they're going full bore, and the added benefit for the Rams of that guy, Nick Cayley over there. He was just in that building with the Rams. They have some familiarity with some of the things that I imagine he might try and come out of the gate with. Right now, of course, there's more people adding in. Obviously, Jerry Chaplinsky comes in with Nick Cayley, but he's also joining in with whatever C.J. Stroud is giving Nick Cayley, whatever Gerard Johnson is adding to the fold, whatever Ben McDaniels is adding to, like, right? There's more staff that's going to add wrinkles and kind of different ways to go about things. However, I do think that the Rams might have a level of finger on the pulse of, hey, what is Nick Cayley kind of wanting to get to?
Yeah.
And I think that might that's going to test the offensive line first and foremost, especially with their ability to, you know, generate pressure the Rams have.
You gave my answer in the context of the offensive line. My answer is Nick Caley.
Oh, okay.
My answer is Nick Caley. Not only do they have the, you know, some familiarity with Nick Caley, you know, they know his tendencies, et cetera, but you're not in the preseason anymore. You know, it's one thing to play that vanilla defense, to have some success, you know, with first teamers and second teamers and third teamers, to be able to run the ball, et cetera, et cetera. It's a whole, you know, you're in Division I football now. It's like they tell the high schoolers. It's a whole different world. And by the way, their first two opponents, the Rams and the Buccaneers, were both, you know, top. Well, the Bucs were, I think, like fourth or fifth in total defense last year. And the Rams were top, you know, 14, 15. They were good defenses last year. And those are your first two opponents. And their mouths are watering trying to confuse Nick Caley. How much did he really, you know, get his feet wet? He, remember, and this is what kind of tipped the scales for me, we had him on our show from training camp. Hey, how many times you called plays? None? Zero?
Yeah, he hadn't prior. So, like, the kind of oddities of calling plays in a game, various things that are going to get thrown at you, and the ability to make those minute-by-minute adjustments, I think Seth does a good job of highlighting this, that we might overstate the idea of a halftime adjustment. It's more just, like, drive-to-drive adjustments on what are you doing. All of those things, it's not like he's entirely, you know, these are foreign concepts to him, like he's never experienced them, but I think we all know the difference between, oh, I know that in theory, and then I'm going to get in here and actually do it. It ends up operating just a little bit different. So what is the learning curve for him there, and how quickly does he get up to speed?
Yeah, and it's third and six, you know, third and five, kind of a tweener down or whatever. And you got 30 seconds to make the call, and all of a sudden they're changing personnel on the defensive side, and you're having to make the call. I'm not saying the guy's inept. I'm saying, where might there be a blind spot? Where might there be some growing pains, if you want to put it that way? You face two good defenses. It's the first time really you've ever done it for real. And you got to make this offense click. You know, I think Nick Caley is an option there. I don't know, Fig, if you're thinking of anything. It looks like you are.
Yeah. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Yeah, I'm kind of thinking a blind spot for D'Amico. I feel like if this season offensively don't look as well, 100% the offense, just the offense side of the ball is a blind side. And then me personally, I'm probably thinking like, damn, is he even looking over there at this point?
Yeah.
Or he just focused on the defense and he just got too much trust into whoever he hires as the offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
And I think that's like a larger kind of full season thing, but I think I feel you on that. But yeah, early on, I think another thing is, at least, again, continuing offensively, we know you're depending on some young cats to probably come in and make some impact. Or if you're not depending on young cats nearly as much, which I think you will, you're also, Xavier Hutchinson looked good in camp. How many times have we had the conversation of somebody looks good at camp, and then what do they ultimately give you in the season? I know that it's been made on a national kind of level, which again, I know that we can take that with a grain of salt at times, but Xavier Hutchinson was in this room last year when you're looking at looking around and saying, get Nico Cone's help.
Yeah.
You know, and of course, the system matters. Protection matters. C.J. Stroud's ability to, you know, move and shake matters. However, there is something to be said for, okay, what do you have as a wide receiver core? It's one of the things where we like what we have, but we'll see what it looks like early. It could be that, you know, getting a feel for all this, especially as the way that Nick Haley calls things, there's more of a expectation on your wide receivers to know what's happening, yeah, to execute to a T. Are they capable of doing that at a level that you expect and that you want right out the gate?
Yeah.
That's a possible place where you might see a little bit of sluggish nature early on.
And here's another thing, you know, just, and I'm not, trust me, you know, we've all been impressed with what this offense, how it progressed, but you know, we're talking about, okay, maybe this is one of those where you pause. I don't think Nick Haley really helped with play calling in LA. I think he did his position work. He helped with the passing game as a coordinator, but we know who called the plays. I mean, it was Sean McVay. You know, and so it's just like, okay, it could be a while before he really gets his feet under
him. We focused all on offense here, and I don't want to – I think that there's one thing that I've kind of mentioned a little bit, which is run defense at times. Mm-hmm. Like, interestingly enough, I mean, the Texans weren't bad by any means at run defense last year, but that could be a place where, especially with the different interior defense linemen, Sheldon Rankins, mm-hmm, who, I mean, has been good in his career and very much so. I mean, last year he had a rough season, but we know – what we can attribute some of that to.
Yeah.
What does it look like with run stopping with this defense? Are they tackling in the ways that, you know, Matt Burke, when we talked to him about it, is like, hey, this is clearly a thing that we would like to grow at. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's ways that they've worked on, you know, the lead up to tackles, right? Making sure that all those things are right, because you can't necessarily like work on tackling. You can't like tune that up necessarily. You tune up things getting there. The Texans were like middle of the league when it came to like yards after contact per attempt, which, again, not terrible, but clearly there's more to be wrung out of that.
Mm-hmm.
How does that look, right? How does that look in the interior on the defensive line, and then obviously with their tackling early on in the season, especially where how much hitting were you able to do in camp comparatively to get you ready for season?
I agree. And one more thing for me before we move on to talk about the bump blind spots and learning curves and all that. Where do you think Sean McVay is going to – what do you think he's going to test – and really try to attack
against this defense?
Against this Texans defense. Even if C.J. Gardner-Johnson is on the field, he's going to test him. He's going to test the safeties if he's not on the field. He's going to test the middle of the field where the Texans were you know, pretty weak last year. Tight ends up the middle, Puka up the middle, you know, all these other things. Look, rest assured, they're going to be tested in the seam.
Yeah, and I do wonder if how deep it goes, or if it's more intermediate in testing the linebackers, because – when I think about the pairing of wide receiver, because somebody on the text line asked a fair question, is how do you go about handling the Devontae Adams, Puka Nacua pairing? And obviously, next week will give us an opportunity to talk more about that. But I think that clearly Stingley has the capability of handling up with Devontae Adams, and that might be a follow situation.
Yeah,
Puka is such an interesting guy, because, I mean, they can move these guys around, but Puka very much more profiles as a true slot guy. And so, how is Petrie going to have that assignment, or are you going to end up with situations where maybe you try and have Kamari Lassiter somehow move around? Like, I think that'll be an interesting thing, is how do they try and, you know, push and pull some of the more cover, like the coverage elements within this team, especially with the likes of Puka Nacua. Because on the outside, Devontae Adams is going to require that level of effort. Now, especially in the middle, which I think is more of your intermediate questions coverage wise with linebackers and Petrie, I think that might be one of the places where a Sean McVay goes, let's see what I can push and pull there.
Absolutely.
Well, obviously, like, more things to talk about. But early on in the season, I think one of the encouraging things is it felt a little difficult to find the things that it feels like they will have, you know, they might have or be sluggish in or struggle with early, which I think is good for how this Texans team has prepared themselves. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get to our question of the day, inspired by the trade heard around the NFL world. What's something that octogenarians should not be allowed to do? Or maybe more importantly, what's something funny that you've seen an old friend or relative that is in that 80-year-old range do? 713-572-4610. Let's talk about it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.